Can computers think? Today, with artificial intelligence making many strides, there is a widespread notion in the cultural imagination that future computers may start thinking and may even do thinking better than what human beings are doing. So this idea that computers can think is based on two complementary misunderstandings. One is what computers are and what thinking is. To understand these two misunderstandings, let's begin with what computers are. Computer is basically an information processing device. Now, the information that is processed is analyzed, understood, and made and used or experienced rather by someone different from the machine. So, for example, a computer may tell us that a storm is going to come now, and this storm is going to wreak havoc on the city. The storm processes the weather, the computer processes the weather inputs from various sources, and using quite sophisticated information processing algorithms, it comes to a conclusion in terms of giving us a prediction. But the computer does not express any of the fear, horror, terror that the reader will experience on reading that, oh, there's going to be a deadly storm here. Just like a watch shows us time, can help us understand the time. The watch shows the time, but the watch does not understand the time, concept of time, or not the implication of it being a particular time. So if we are supposed to be at a meeting by 12 o'clock and it is a very important meeting, and if we are going to be late, we see, look at the watch, and it says 11:57 and we are at least 15 minutes away. Now we may be dismayed, but the clock is not dismayed. The clock does not experience anything. So what this means is that information processing is different from information experiencing, and understanding this is vital. So actually there may be greater processing power, there may be greater complexity in a computer, but the point is that no matter how complex a device may be or how much power a device may have, ultimately the situation remains that it is simply electrical signals, electrical impulses pass into and out of electrical circuits, and then they interact with any number of devices that may be connected indirectly or directly to that particular main device. So the electrical impulses are themselves unconscious, the electrical circuits are unconscious, and the devices to which they are connected also unconscious. So neither processing power nor complexity can actually make the computer conscious, cannot make it think. In terms of thinking is not just information processing, which we'll come to later, but the point is at when the processing power increases, all that it means is that the number crunching capacity, the speed with which electrical signals pulsate through the device increase. Speed with which zeros change to ones and one change to zero increases. But that in itself does not demonstrate anything in terms of explaining either the significance of the zero or a one. If the computer uses zero, say a student is, say a gambler fails, loses his gamble, and computer uses one, the gambler wins. But the computer itself does not understand the significance of the zero or the one. It experiences neither emotion at all. So again, the point is that the computer may do this processing at a very high speed, which is what the power is about, and it may do varieties of processing, or it may take in a variety of information, put it through various stages, and give it an output in various ways. So the input processing and output can be made more and more complex by adding more and more gadgets to it. So the speed and complexity can be increased, but still it all remains unconscious. Now, no matter how much a computer becomes complex or fast, it's unconscious, and it will remain unconscious, because neither complexity nor speed bring about consciousness. Now, to understand the difference, let's now first understand what is thought. Now, thought is the product of consciousness. We observe, we analyze, we feel, and all this is centered around thought. To say that thought is not conscious is self-repudiating, because we need to be conscious to say that thought is not conscious. So thought involves an experiential element to it, which is not present merely in information processing. And this is where a fundamental difference comes up between computers and human beings, when the same word information is used for both. So it's said that human brains and human beings at large are into information processing, and so are computers. But there's a big difference between computers that process information in terms of is unconsciously run through the information, and human beings who consciously feel the impact of the information. So, for example, if I decide to drive from central New Jersey to New York, then I may think, okay, what is the best way to drive? Now, in my consciousness, there can be a wide stream of awareness, and I choose consciously from all that awareness to focus on one set of awareness, to focus on some particular thing. And when I focus on that thing, then by that I understand what is the best way to move forward. So in consciousness, there is a capacity for a wide, almost unlimited variety of awareness. I can be thinking about what I did yesterday, what I'll do tomorrow. I can be thinking about what this person said, how this person dresses. So when all this is in my field of awareness, I draw my awareness from all that and then consciously focus. Okay, what is the fastest route? What is the easiest route? What is the best route to go from here, Central New Jersey, to New York? And this I who does this analysis, who makes the decision to do the analysis, is very different from the Google Maps software, which may plan a route and give me the route. So we sometimes call this software as a route planner or a route guide, but now people were traveling even before Google Maps came up, and they also thought and they also analyzed, and they would come up, okay, this path is likely to be crowded at this time, so let me take this route. Now yes, Google Maps may be able to do it with greater precision. It may be able to guide us in areas where we have not gone and so don't know much about. But the fact is, there is the volitional, experiential, intentional, emotional aspect of consciousness, and there is the informational processing aspect of consciousness. So for example, it is I who decide that I want to go to New York, and then after that I use my information processing capacity to choose what is the best way to go to New York. And instead of I using my capacity, I might just look at Google Maps. So Google Maps replaces, and maybe supplements also, supplements or supplants, we could say supplants means it does better than my own information processing capacity. But thought, not all thought is computational. Computational means it is not just doing information processing. So the intentional deciding, so for example, my car may be equipped with the best Google map, but the car itself will not decide, oh, I want to go to New York. There has to be a person who has to decide, I want to go to New York. And the car, it may be with the best computer processing software for mapping the territory, it will not experience any of the emotions that I may experience when I think of the Statue of Liberty, or I think of the Twin Towers that have fallen, or any of the other landmarks in New York. So the volitional aspect, volitional or intentional, the fact of making a decision, the fact of experiencing the information, none of these can be experienced by machines. And that's why, as far as the machines are concerned about doing information processing, they can do it that better than human beings. They are already doing that, and they will do that in future also. But as far as experiencing emotions is concerned, as far as experiencing the impact of the emotion, as far as deciding what to do particularly, intention and emotion are aspects of thought that are very different from mere information processing. And just because we human beings process information and machines process information, does not mean that we are using information in the same sense. For machines, information is just units of data which are neither which are not either comprehended or experienced or willed. For us, they are comprehended, and then we will to do certain things, and then we feel certain things. So that's why no matter how sophisticated machines become in terms of power or complexity, they will improve only in the information processing capacity. Only one feature of thought, the computational feature. But the non-computational feature of thoughts is forever beyond the reach of any scientific advancement. Thank you.